What is different about AWIPS 2 compared to the system you already had in place?
Well, AWIPS 2 is a modern architecture. Today we have a older system that was fielded back in the early 90s, mid-90s, and this system is now run, it's the extent of its capability. We're moving to a modern services-oriented architecture, which is going to allow us to process more data faster. It's going to present information to our forecasters in ways that they've never had it presented before, and it's going to allow them to take advantage of all the great data out there to put better forecasts together so that we can get the warnings out and protect lives and property in support of our Weather Ready Nation initiative.
Now, you're launching this at the National Weather Service Omaha Weather Forecast Office, and the contractor you partnered with, Raytheon, says this is the first of 135 sites around the country where this technology will be available. What kind of a timeline do you have to get the other 134 sites online, or is that even where you're headed at this point?
Oh, no, we're headed in that direction. One of the challenges of bringing a new system into operations, especially if it's a 24/7 operation like the National Weather Service, the weather never stops. The warnings always have to go out. So we have to migrate the platform in while they're still conducting operations. It's also very important that we do very careful testing because we can't afford to have a software bug pop up in a new weather scenario that hasn't been tested at a time when you're trying to get a warning out. So we're being very careful in our rollout. We want to make sure we don't impact operations. Omaha was the first site where we actually tested the system as hard as we could at Omaha. We're now going to Boulder, Colorado, and then Houston, Texas. This week, in fact, they're beginning operations. And what we're doing is we're testing the software in different weather regimes around the country and trying to see if we're going to run into problems that we haven't anticipated. So these locations are actually running dual operations. We're running the old system and the new system together. Unfortunately, it's very expensive to run both systems as we migrate across the 122 weather forecast offices and 13 river forecast centers. So once we get confident that we have basically gotten most of the major bugs out, we will start rolling it out without parallel operations at the other offices. So the rollout will begin slowly. We're going to continue ramping up into the summer. And our goal is to have this fully rolled out by the spring of 2013 to all our offices.
Now, you mentioned that you're seeing an avalanche of new data that's available since the current system rolled out in the early to mid-90s. How is the technology that your users use, your end users use, for example, mobile technology, laptops, or whatever, affecting the way that they're receiving that information, and what difference, if any, will AWIPS 2 make in how they're able to consume that data and make forecasts?
Well, that's a very good question. One of the challenges we've had with our older system is our ability to communicate with some of these new technologies. As you know, the data has to be put in certain standards and protocols and made available and easily accessible. Today, we don't really have that in our current system. This system is going to convert data into standard formats, make it easily discoverable and available. We'll be able to stage it for our Weather Enterprise customers out there, the AccuWeathers and the others out there who use the data and then push it to mobile cell technologies. So this is really the beginning of us making our data more available and discoverable, and we can get it to that cell phone device and to any other mobile application that may come down the pike that we haven't even anticipated yet. That's what we like about this system. It's very extensible, it's very adaptable, and it's going to allow us to be very agile as these new technologies roll out to the end user.
What have you learned from implementing this process that if somebody else were doing something complicated like this, you would advise them to do? Or if you were doing it over again, what would you do differently this time around?
Well, I'll tell you, we are taking a AWIPS 1, which has a certain functionality and a certain look and feel for our forecasters. And what we wanted to do was migrate this look and feel over to the new system so we can reduce our training and also not impact our operations. So the big challenge was trying to put this over in a way on a modern architecture. What I've learned is that probably underestimated a little bit the effort in porting over this code. And I would definitely leave more time in the future for doing that. The second thing I learned is that when testing is really critical, and we've tried all different ways to really get down to the bottom line on some of these real in-depth applications. And so you really have to lay out a testing strategy that is realistic. You can't do it in a lab environment. It's very difficult to replicate real-time operations, especially in a tornado event in a lab. So you really got to roll it out to the field and do testing in the field and find ways to get the real forecasters on it so that they can break it, because that's what I'm really looking for right now. Now's the time to break it. So I think those are the two things I learned, is leave more time in your planning, maybe have a little better cost estimating up front, and then also make sure your testing is realistic and bring it to the forecasters as quick as you can.